Maze Runner?
None of that.
Maze Runner?
No.
No. Yeah. If my social battery is like at 100.
Maze Runner!
If he does this, he's cooked, bro.
After he said that, they didn't say a word. So you know one of them Pharisees probably did something like that.
Just because you're going to get judged and everything, my people might think different of you, don't let that stop you.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Nerd Day, another web podcast where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. I'm Jose.
My name is Marlon.
And my name is Fernanda. Hey guys, good to see you again. Yeah.
All right. I think we've all gone through this. Everybody, doesn't matter anything. It's just everybody has gone through this at one point
everybody.
In their life. Everybody.
Life cycle.
And so I'm going to ask y'all this question because I know y'all have an example or something.
Faux show.
But it's, have you ever been criticized or judged for doing something that was kind just because it didn't fit the rules or expectations of others?
Yeah. So, it's crazy because it recently happened. So, obviously, companies have rules.
Yeah.
And obviously, you got to follow them if you're working there. However, sometimes people come in and to show kindness, and because you see that they're in need,
yeah,
you want to give them obviously something. And obviously, I gave, I don't know if it was homeless, but the guy obviously couldn't pay for what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So at work, I was like, you know what, like, hey, like, you know, it's fine, it's cool, it's whatever, just a drink,
yeah.
You know. Obviously, management saw, and it was not, and they weren't too keen on me giving away stuff because obviously that's like, if you run a business, that's profit loss.
Yeah.
So that's it. Would I do it again? Yes. But
this time you will pay it. This time it will come out of your pocket.
This time it will come out of my pocket. But I mean, it's just helping someone out, and I hope the guy's doing all right now.
Yeah, that's good. I think it's different, mine. Yeah. It's like, I have a bubbly personality. I'm an extroverted introvert. So I can easily talk to somebody when I have to. Mm-hmm. And if I introduce myself, it's easy for me to just talk to a new person. If my social battery is like at 100. So usually when I introduced myself in college, it didn't matter who it was. I was always kind. But that's when girls, if they're too kind, it's mistaken as, oh, they're flirting. Yeah. And then other girls are probably going to be like, she's just a pick me girl. No, that's not what it was. I was just trying to live life peacefully and talk to everyone and be nice to everyone. Just people mistook my kindness for something that it wasn't. So that's my example. Sadly, we live in a world that it's going to happen, but I will still remain and be kind to anyone because that's what Jesus would want me to do. So,
I've seen a lot. What was that movie?
No, I don't know any movies, bro. I'm not good at movies.
About the status quo. Going against the
High School Musical. High School Mysterious. Oh,
Maze Runner.
None of that.
Maze Runner.
No.
No.
But yeah, it's just like there's like laws that you're not supposed to go against because then you're gonna be weird. Like, don't hang out with those people. They're weird. This is going
Maze
against
Runner.
The status quo. No.
Well, yeah. How? Explain yourself.
Because you weren't supposed to go in the maze, and when the guy went in the maze, he was judged.
That's true, because he wasn't even a runner.
Exactly.
And he just went in. Okay, I see what he's... It's a weak thing, but it's...
You're reaching for it. You're reaching.
I just watched it, okay?
It's a good movie.
Okay.
But, we see a bunch of things like that in our lives. It's very... See, like, high school, you can see those everywhere.
Yeah.
Once you start growing up, you don't see them as much, but they're still there.
Yeah.
Everybody knows. In the Bible, we see something along those lines, but it's not... It's like, there's rules, but this one guy, he was like, no, bro, this is far more important to do than to just follow some little rule that's written over there, bro.
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
Yeah.
So let's read this Bible verse. I'm going to ask Fer still read it because she didn't get to read a single one last two episodes. So.
Yes, yes. Okay, we're going to read Matthew 12, verses 9 to 14. He went on from there and entered their synagogue. And a man was there with a withered hand. And they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" So that they might accuse him. He said to them, "Which one of you who has a sheep, if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not take hold of it and lift it out? Of how much more value is a man than a sheep? So it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And the man stretched it out, and it was restored, healthy like the other. But the Pharisees went out and conspired against him how to destroy him.
Exactly. So here we see, first off, he goes into their, the main, like their Pharisees HQ, you know? Like, yeah. Like the Pharisees know everything about the Bible and everything. They're like those people.
Yeah.
So he goes to their crib, and he's like, "Hey, even though it's Sabbath, I'm about to help this guy right here because he's in pain."
Yeah.
So they ask him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" They're not worried about the man's like health. No. They're not worried about if he's hurting.
Like, or like this dude is trying to help him.
Yeah, they're not thinking about that. It's like, "Oh yeah, come here, help him." Nah, there's like, if he does this, he's cooked, bro.
They're looking at everybody, and everybody's like,
"How dare him break the law?"
Ooh, like, we're telling. Yeah, that's literally exactly what they're saying. We got dirt on him.
Don't you touch it.
So Jesus feels like
he knows what's going
on. Yeah, he's like, "Boy, what do you think I am? I know what's going on." And he's like he gives the instance of the sheep. Uh-huh. And he's like, pretty much everybody has them. It's like the main thing. Like, they're very important. Food, clothing,
revenue,
money,
everything.
It was very important. A lot of people had them.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, "All of y'all that have sheep, even if it's a Sabbath, the sheep is like, it's an animal that can't protect itself.
Yeah.
It's just very vulnerable. So it needs a shepherd.
It's kinda dumb.
So it's like, if y'all see this little animal over there and like in a hole that can't get out, he's going to die because he can't eat, he can't drink water or nothing.
Yeah.
Y'all not just going to leave him there. Y'all going to pick him up and break the law." Yeah. It's like, why are y'all going to do this for an animal but not for a human?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like, come on. He's like, "Y'all definitely do it for that sheep. Y'all know that's y'all's sheep."
Exactly.
Yeah. My thought is that after he said that, they didn't say a word. So you know one of them Pharisees probably did something like that. You know they did something like that.
They're just the side eyes.
But the Pharisees went out. They left. They're like, "Oh, no." He clocked them. So I don't know what I'm saying.
But he's like, "Come on now." And then right in front of everybody in the synagogue, he was like, "I heal you, brother." He's like, "Stick out your hand."
Stretch it out.
He's like, he actually didn't touch him. He just like reached and his hand was healed. But it was like, he didn't care. Like, there's laws and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something far more important to do than to just follow a law.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to do good.
Yes. And to love others the way that Jesus loves us. No, that is literally the greatest commandment. To love your neighbor. Ask yourself, is it that? Yeah, right? I quoted right. Yeah. I got nervous for a second.
This week we're talking about love. And we realized how, like, if you love everybody like how Jesus intended to, nothing else really matters.
Mm-hmm.
Everything just comes in with love.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's because literally the Bible, there's so many books in the Bible, but the Bible as a whole is telling a whole story, and it's the greatest love story there ever is.
Mm.
That's literally what it means. For you to follow Jesus, for you to really understand who Jesus is, you need to understand first and foremost that he loves you.
Yeah.
And that everything that he does and allows to happen has a purpose, even though you might not see it.
Yeah.
But it's all because he wants to love you eternally and be with you eternally.
Yeah.
And I think that's the one thing that people miss. Like, God is love. Yeah. He is strong and he is just.
That's still love.
That's still love. Like, no parent is going to allow their kid to just self-sabotage, like, their life and ruin it. And that's not what a parent wants. Yeah. They want the best for their child, and that's what God provides for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's crazy. I just really like that because he's like, nah, come on now. Let's do this right here. Mm-hmm. Let's help. So there are laws. There are rules that we need to follow in our lives that people say. But Jesus shows it is more important. So why would we, if, you know, we see this instance in the Bible, if we have an opportunity here in life, don't let it go. Yeah. Like, don't let it just go and say, oh, I could have done this. Don't be that person who's like reminiscing about it later at night. It's like, oh, I could have done this. Nah, take action.
Yeah.
Because Jesus did.
Yeah.
And we want to be like Jesus. Gotta try to get to be good, you know?
Yeah, we're trying to live in a better way.
Yeah, we gotta show Jesus' love with everybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just please.
Please.
Try your hardest. I try my hardest. I'm not perfect, but
yeah,
we try.
Exactly. And don't forget that the person that wants you also knows that you're not perfect. Mm-hmm. So he is ready to love you and guide you with no, like, he has mercy.
Yeah.
So he's not here to judge you.
Oh, yeah. And you're gonna hear us repeat it and repeat it like a broken record.
Yeah.
But that's what God wants, because...
Yeah.
If we don't, then who else?
Exactly.
So you guys are just gonna have to deal with us. Continue talking about Jesus. Continue talking about Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's people that might say, oh, why would he do that? Like, oh, like, no, don't do that, you know? That doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You gotta keep showing our love. Don't, just because you're gonna get judged and everything, people might think different of you, don't let that stop you.
No.
Thank you for watching this episode. Y'all can watch us again on Friday at 10 a.m. There's follow.lifeword.org if you want to learn more. And I'll recommend it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you want,
10 out of 10.
Yeah, exactly. 10 out of 10. Would recommend. Double it and pass it on to the next person. And yeah, if you want Spanish, you add a little bit of /Spanish on the back of that.
And where can they follow us?
Oh, you want to know that?
Yeah.
I got you.
Thank you.
Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Capital ADW.
ADAW.
Podcast.
ADAW stands for Another Day, Another Way Podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. One of my friends said Ada.
No, imagine. That's wrong. You're wrong. It's ADAW.
Anyways. All right. See y'all. Bye.
Bye.